possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Marty's birthday week continues, and while the week may culminate with presents, we lacked his presence yesterday. He returns on this royalty edition of Team of the Day. Los Angeles Kings at some point later on in the show. I can assure you of this. Very little Sabres-born royalty in hockey history on this day.
Yeah, well,
we might still get to it.
It was always let's just call it the Perron family week, because my brother was drafted by the LA Kings, and the draft was actually here in Buffalo in 1998. He's a first-rounder to the Kings. Perron's birthday today on the 12th, so that week was always huge. So my mom's birthday is today, August the 12th. I was 3 days later on the 15th, and we still don't know if I was technically born on the 14th or the 15th. I asked my mom that every time, because she had 5 minutes like she always would do at home, so she was never late. And when I was born at 12:03, the doctor looked at the clock and said, born on August 15th at 12:03 a.m. And then my mom realized later, she goes, ooh, did he look at the clock on the wall? Did he look at my clock? Because my clock was really 11:58 on the 14th. So we don't know if I'm a 14th or 15th of August birthday.
Is there any way we can go to video review on this?
There is no such thing as video review at the hospital I was born at. There was probably not even like security cameras in the hallway and devices to be able to make sure that
could,
it was.
Could be a sponsored element moving forward for hospitals in need of a little extra, support staff.
Yes, probably. But then they filled out the paperwork, and all the paperwork were filled out when my mom brought it to the attention of the nurse. She goes, did the doctor look at the clock on the wall? Because there's always that round clock that, or did he look at my night table clock? Because we may have to change. And the nurse goes, paperwork's already been filled out.
Well, the one thing we did learn over the course of time on this Sabres Live show that never goes away. It's a constant all year long. It came with a hint of surprise. That's why I refer back to it. We did establish on the show what your middle name is. And more importantly, what we think your brother's middle name is. See, these are important things that we've tried to share with
the audience. You know what? Here's the thing. I now know what my brother's middle name is. And it was not his godfather's name. Because it was a lot of time, it was the godfather's name. So my name was Joseph Martin Gaston Biron, because Gaston was my godfather. My brother's name is Joseph Matthew. And so my Aunt Lucy wanted to do something a little different. So she picked the middle name for my brother, and it was Edward. And because my parents met in the town of Saint-Edouard, then she picked the name of the town. Funny enough, my nephew, my brother's firstborn, his son, his name is Edward as well. So, and it's spelled the French way, E D O-U-A-R-D, not with a W like Edward. It's Edward.
Like Mark Edward Vlasic?
Mark Edward Vlasic. You're absolutely right. Pickles, as we know. But yeah, so anyway, I knew that and I had forgotten about that. And I asked my parents when they came to visit. I'm like, hey, what's Uncle Matt's middle name anyway? And then my little nephew Henry goes, you don't know what your brother's middle name is? I'm like, I don't. He goes, that's Edward's name. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I should have remembered that. But anyway, so, but hey, listen, you know what? I missed yesterday's show because I was at the Jim Kelly for Kids golf tournament at Terre Hills in Batavia. And I'll tell you this, for a little while there, my middle name, it wasn't Tiger Woods, but oh you know, I was, you know, who had probably the best short game in golf, like a name that would come up, right? Like I was probably Phil Mickelson.
I was gonna say lefty. Yeah.
Lefty, Phil Mickelson. I was so dialed in, chipping and approaching from 70 yards out. And I made a 35-foot putt with a bender on hole number three. If you've been to Terre Hills in Batavia, hole number three is a par three. The green is so tiny, very, very slanted, and I came in side door, bingo. And then we hit our first party tent, Duffer. And the game stalled for a little bit. Let's just say there was some happy pouches and there was a few extra things that were going on.
Do you know that right on cue, as you were describing that par three, I was like, pretty sure I've been to Terre Hills once and don't remember much after the first few holes.
Yeah.
Because it was a radio sponsored event and it got away from us in a big way.
Well, when it's 90 plus degrees and it's under the sun the whole time, as soon as you get, they have in the Jim Kelly event, for those that have never gone, they take the whole course, 27 holes, right? Mm-hmm. And there is probably 8 party tents. And when I talk about tents, it's not like a little, like, you know, you go to your, you know, soccer game and everybody pulls up a little tent. And no, it's big, like, you know, wedding tents where people are under, there's food, there's bands, there's DJs, and everybody gathers there because it's a long day. So you're eating and you're drinking, and then you're eating and then you're like, I got to get a few waters in. And I... One time my group had to call, by the way, played with the Pepsi people and Wegmans people, which were incredible. We had a great time. Mostly Rochester located people. That was awesome. Cato Kaelin was the celebrity in the group in front of us. And I completely forgot. I'm like, who is this guy? I know of him. Then come to find out, like, we're all Googling him and he's big. He was one of O.J. Simpson's friends. He was in the murder trial and he actually was a witness for the prosecution saying that he couldn't account for OJ's whereabout in that moment or whatever. But Cato was like, if he made a putt, we could hear it from the whole course. Like he was so high energy. Shooter McGavin was there with a 12 people posse around him the whole time. Like it was wild. It was incredible.
Did you win?
No, we were 8 under. And I felt like it was very respectable.
So
the group in front of us was 15 under. Mm. There was a bunch of 16 and 17. And the group that won, believe it or not, Duffer, were 20 under.
Oh, I would believe it. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of par fours that are like 250 yards and par fives that are 490. Like there was eagles to be had left and right. Right. So it was, 20 under.
Highlight of the day for you?
Highlight of the day for me, the putt was pretty big. And then I you've played with me before, Duffer. I go very low with the tee, right? Very low.
I've played very little with you.
Yeah, but I hit my driver very low. One of the guy with us, he's like, you don't tee up your ball very. I'm like, no, I go off the deck, like 3 wood off the deck on the tee box or whatever. And so we had about 310 yards on a par five. And he goes, I'm going to go driver off the deck. I'm going to give it a try. He literally stuck it to about 12 feet. And when I say stuck it, The ball was in the air and it landed and it got like 2 feet of roll. The ball mark was there. The ball was driver off the deck over 300 yards. And he stuck it like with very little roll.
Were you always a lowercase T guy?
Yeah, I don't need to buy tees. I take all the broken ones on the golf course and I stuff them in my bag. But
I was the opposite as a kid. Time. When I was playing a lot, like I couldn't wait to just, and it was all experimental stages. When you were playing as much as I was as a kid, like you're just willing to, okay, well, how can I like sharp hook this? How can I like heavy fade? How can I play, you know, turn my club upside down, play left-handed? All that kind of stuff. But I think the most fun I always had was, you know, if like, even if like maybe somebody had a Coke bottle or something and you would like, tee it up off of like a foot off the ground, off the top of a, you know, something like that, or hammering your extended tee into the top of the wooden tee block.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
To give you extra, like
to go really high.
Yes, absolutely. And then the irony is, as time has gone on and my drives have gotten shorter and shorter, is all I typically do is pop them up.
Yeah.
They have no sizzle and they might go 200 yards.
But that's good. Yesterday, Duffer, you would have been like driving probably 270 because it was dry and
downhill.
And downhill. And you would have been like 270, 275. Hey, listen, just got a very important text, by the way. You know, my insider work, but my brother-in-law says, you forgot my birthday is on the 19th. So, you know, my mom is today. I'm on the 15th. My niece Jordan's on the 17th. My brother-in-law Brian's on the 19th. And then my uncle and my godmother are next week on the 21st and 22nd. So just want to make sure I get around all the family members that have birthdays happening between now and the next 10 days.
This Friday episode where we all actually celebrate yours, we think, based on your earlier conversation, There's going to be a lot more shout outs. I have a feeling. So MGB, your initials. Yes.
Yep.
MGK is what I was watching last night. So
what were you watching?
Okay. So poor producer Jeff. He had, I was very cryptic yesterday on the road. Some would say to nowhere, but it ended up being somewhere, which was actually pretty great. So, you know, of course I stop about 3 hours into my journey, didn't tell him where I was going because I didn't want to jinx anything. Oh. And producer Jeff also has a affinity for the city of Columbus. So I didn't want to get his hopes up and then me walk away from Columbus going, oh, well, that was a waste of time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, as you might know, MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, like Cleveland guy, so they had MGK days over the weekend in Cleveland, 8th through the 10th, celebration of his new album that dropped on Friday. And I was, other than having downloaded the album, I was kind of oblivious to what he's doing show-wise.
Yeah.
And my goal this year has been to try to get to as many shows of artists that I've not seen before. Okay. It's always been, well, last 5 years for sure, he's been on my list of artists to see. Somehow, late Sunday night, I discovered that, looks like he's got a few really small, like pop-up, unticketed events coming up. And one of them was in Columbus yesterday. So I click on a link, input my email, and go to bed hoping. And then yesterday, when the show starts, obviously I'm in show mode, and I forget to check my email.
Oh,
and
I know
this is a limited window opportunity.
So that's at noon. Like, show starts at noon, and you haven't checked.
I was fearful of that. No idea where the show was going to be. No idea the size of the venue. No idea the likelihood of getting tickets. But there was another email at noon yesterday that I then followed up with, and it again required like inputting a little bit of information and then hope. So the show ends. I'm like, okay, I still don't know how this is going to end. I still have a feeling like this could end up with me in Columbus 4.5 hours later for no good reason.
Like Casey Middlestat. you'd be in Columbus and no games, no shows to be had.
Okay, so incredibly, I didn't think of Casey Mittelstadt yesterday, but I did think of Jacob Bryson. More on that later, maybe on air or off. Anyway, as I continue the drive to Columbus, I pull over, I see that I've got a new email, and it says, "See you tonight, Columbus," and it identifies the venue, and it specifically says no lining up prior to 7 p.m. And I'm like, okay, well, this is unlikely. Like, and if that's the case, where are people going to congregate? Because presumably it's less than 200 people that are going to get into this place, of which I know nothing about. Mm-hmm. I roll into the neighborhood. It is a neighborhood, like the locals call it, like a townie bar. And
like going to South Buffalo for like an event or something?
If
like
you
a bar?
Could imagine like a familiar haunt for you that is a corner bar, that, and when you walk in, there's the bar.
Yep.
Not exceedingly long, but long enough and limited, like really limited seating on the right-hand side, like barely one row and not very much of it. And then in the back, like a pool table or two. Well, they then have a yard outside next to it that is also the length of the building. And that's where everything was set up. Anyway, I roll into this neighborhood, let's say 2:33 in the afternoon. There's already people lined up.
Yeah.
But not a lot. And it's mid-90s heat.
Oh.
And it is the side of the building that is never going to get any reprieve from this sun until 9 p.m. So I drive around, stall, keep checking, see if the line
Try to stay in the air-conditioned vehicle, yeah, car.
And then I give up because I'm like, okay, I truly don't know how many people are going to get into this thing. And then I'm like, okay, well, what do I wear? And even though I'm parking like nearby and I could run to the car, like I don't want to trust that the people that I'm going to be standing in line with are going to say, oh yeah, we got your back. Like you can run to the car anytime you want. Like I didn't, you know, I didn't want to be like that guy.
No cutting as you're walking by and, everybody.
And having said that, like obviously to many people would assume that 98% of the people in line, even if they were in their 30s, could be my children, right? So now nobody made a bold proclamation like, what are you doing here? Like, you're old. But they were fascinated to know I was from Buffalo, which was pretty great. Anyway, I suck it up. I get in line. Dude. Like,
which it said no line, but everybody's in line.
These are things that you have to overcome.
Yes.
As a rule follower, typically. The other thing that I had to not worry about was when I parked in the neighborhood and the signs clearly said
no parking.
3-hour limit between 8 in the morning and midnight. I'm like, well, if I'm lucky, I'm going to be here for 7 hours. So I can only hope that I don't get a ticket. But if I do get a ticket, that's going to be like the price of admission because
a ticket would be fine. It's getting towed. That's going to be hard.
Right. Because it had all my work stuff in the car. So it's a free show. So I'm not really worried about the cost. Anyway, I'm in line baking. Thank God I loaded up on sunscreen. We eventually get in well after 7. And then even though, and this is rock and roll, you know, oh yeah, doors at 7, show at 8. MGK doesn't come on. And there's nobody else, obviously. Like, it's 9:15. Until like, so I have stood in place, either inside or outside, for a combined six hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, this would be like having MGK perform in your backyard. This is a neighborhood venue with the next door neighbor's fence between the venue and their house and their elevated deck, giving the neighbors the most prime seats to watch this show. It was the first and only thing I obsessed about when I came into the venue. I was like, it probably sucks to live next to a bar full of sometimes idiotic patrons night after night. But when something like this happens, what a win.
And anyway. And if MGK is there, that's probably because they do it quite often with artists. Yeah, and
I wouldn't say that. But I have no idea how this came to be.
You know what's incredible, Duffer? is that you are the music guy. I am not. I have gone to see concerts and artists or whatever, but I did see Machine Gun Kelly.
I know.
Machine Gun Kelly before you have ever have seen him. I saw him with Fall Out Boys years ago at KeyBank Center.
You were who I thought of because I finally was able to say, Marty doesn't have scoreboard on me anymore. Yeah. This is amazing.
This is the show where, like, we're there to see the Fall Out Boys. And the first artist that came on, oh, my gosh, I forget their name. Well, every time Run I the die, Jewels. I think, was that?
Run the Jewels, I believe. Was
maybe,
who,
but every time I die, the Buffalo Band.
Oh, sorry, it was Every Time I Die. Yeah.
They Run were the there too. There was another band. There was Machine Gun Kelly, and I'm there with my two oldest daughter and Jacob,
who were not that old. And
they're dancing, but that's when Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem, I think, were having a feud. It was like pretty big, and he's singing these songs that are. There's a lot of, you know, swear words and whatever, and my girls are dancing. Oh, so I look over and I'm like, okay, they're liking this. Maybe they're not listening to the lyrics. And all of a sudden, my oldest looks over to me. She goes, Dad, he's very good. It's a lot of good music, but his message is not very good. Because it was like something about the police or criminals or whatever. And she's like, this is awesome. He's very good. But his message is not very, very nice or something. I was like dying, but yes.
So MGK comes onto the stage and he is in a, you know, like many humans, many artists, he's in a challenging phase right now of life. Sobriety, new baby, separation, back together, depends on what day you read. And so the sobriety part was, you know, expected. But also when he came on the stage, and I couldn't quite tell whether they were keeping the music and the vocals a little bit muted, maybe due to neighborhood noise ordinance. But it sounded to me as a regular concert goer that they might have been just trying to protect his voice a little bit, that he wasn't nearly 100%, right? Mm-hmm. So within maybe three songs, the neighbors now have Machine Gun Kelly on their garage roof. It is right next to the fence. So he hops the fence.
Oh my gosh. And we are getting videos of this.
And climbs up onto this. And it was so fun because he's a rapper by nature. So he starts playing off of his location and constant shout outs to the neighbors, and then specifically asks for ginger ale, which leads to not only reinforcing the sobriety part, but the fact that he might not have been 100%. Eventually the neighbors bring out the ginger ale. He works that into a rap and he's up there, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes at least. And it was so fun. And it was an hour show wrapped around with all that heat and standing and testing one's patience, but also appreciating what I see in others, specifically young people, right? Because I'm not a talker. I literally stand in these situations just like and almost say nothing for hours at a time. And I just absorb. I listen. And what I find amazing is how it really doesn't matter to me, the age difference. It's just about having good or bad, the life experiences where every artist is relatable or can be relatable. And despite where MGK is in life, like his new album, Lost Americana, I think you would like a lot of it. It's, It actually has kind of his own take, which includes it's like a half cover of Third Eye Blind's Semi-Charmed Life, but it's his version of it. But he sings the chorus of Semi-Charmed Life. And I really relate to a lot of what he's kind of going through and what he talks about. And I will never lose that pleasure of constantly trying to learn and listen, most importantly.
What an incredible, like, event to be at, and you know, the unexpected nature of it. So when you showed the video of MGK on the roof, the first thing that I think about is the movie Almost Famous. Mm-hmm. When, you know, Russell is on the roof, like, you know, and he's yelling, "I'm a golden god!" And the kid is like, "Don't fall off, don't jump." And he goes, "I'm going to jump." And like, but that's what it feels like. It was a neighborhood party that he got to it, and he's like basically standing on the roof of the garage wanting to jump. And that look of MGK on the roof is incredible. So what a fun, like, unique, and very few people got to experience it, but you know, that's really, really cool, man. What a turn of event from the show yesterday at noon, not knowing what's going to happen, to 1 o'clock, to 3 o'clock, to 7 o'clock, to, like, by that time it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock. And you're like, man, this has gone way, way better than you expected.
Yeah. Well, I was, and that was the other part of it. As you can imagine, all these spontaneous journeys that I go on, they usually come with some sort of preparation as far as lodging and transportation, but because I had no idea whether I was actually going to get into it, I wasn't going to book a hotel, because if I was not in, I was just going to turn around and drive home, and it was going to be a 10-hour drive day, and, like, that was it, right? So as I'm standing there hour after hour after hour waiting, I'm like, maybe I should get a hotel. So luckily I got one, like, a dirt cheap mile away. Yeah, I was tucked in before 11 o'clock, and it was ridiculous. It was just one of those, you put your head down and you're like, what just happened? So,
I mean, getting up on the roof of a house or of a garage is always something that stands out and can make a statement. Talking about roof also made me think that one year we were in LA.
Team of the day.
We were in LA. Actually, I wasn't with the Sabres then. So I was with the Flyers. Chris Drury had signed with the New York Rangers. Mm-hmm. And the Sabres were in LA that year. And all of a sudden, my phone starts blowing up. And I'm like, what is going on? And it's George Babcock and Paul Ketterer at the time, with, like, equipment guys. Mm-hmm. And they found out which house Chris Drury was living in Manhattan Beach. Like, oh, he had a summer house over there. But Drew is in New York with the Rangers. I'm in Philly, whatever. And then George is sending us pictures. He's on top of Chris Drury's roof in Manhattan Beach. And can you imagine the neighbors thinking, like, there's somebody on top of the Drury's house. Like, what's going on? And so we are dying laughing, because anybody on the roof is funny. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. If you find yourself on the roof of a house, somehow it's funny.
Well, we have, as wild as yesterday's 24 hours was for the two of us, we have a 48-hour home opener flash sale happening right now from a Sabre standpoint. And this is to get you in the building for puck drop on the 25-26 season. Tickets are starting for this next 48-hour window at just $25. You can visit sabres.com/opener. And we will likely, even though they're not the home opener matchup, that's the Rangers, we will likely get to our team of the day, the LA Kings, next on Sabres Live.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Starting to have a deja vu, Marty. I'm withering in the Ohio heat.
Dude, I've done that two times in the last 3 days. I was at the Bills game Saturday in the sun. I stayed the whole game, right? Jacob was like, this is going to be my last time at Highmark Stadium. I want to stay the whole game. I'm like, absolutely. Well, we were in the sun the whole game, and we were melting. But what a fun afternoon at Highmark Stadium. And then yesterday, the Jim Kelly tournament. So that's 2 out of 3 days where I was in the sun and doing exactly what you're doing right now, which is melting from the inside out.
I'm in the shade, though, and yet, obviously, it's still pretty pronounced. I am, as always, trying to keep it Buffalo related. So yes. Can you come up with a popular Buffalo street name that is actually the name of the lake that I'm sitting next to?
Popular street name.
Downtown that you would have frequented. Nope. Close.
Delaware.
Nope. Just off Delaware.
Just off Delaware. Chippewa.
Yes, Lake Chippewa. I'm on Chippewa Lake.
No way. I was saying that as a joke. Like, I'm like, you're on Chippewa Lake. Okay.
I am on Chippewa Lake.
You know what? That should explain to people that even though I have ventured out on Chippewa quite often in my, that was not like the first thing I thought. I'm getting old. I'm going to be 48 Friday. So Chippewa does not come to mind right away. It's more like the other side streets.
We have some other 40-something birthdays coming up. One's near and dear to the heart. That's before the end of Sabres Live, which right now transitions west where I like to go. And yep. It is the Kings as our team of the day. I have a pointed question here for you to get things started. This is a Kings team that has gone 99-104, 99-105. Four straight exits against the Edmonton Oilers in round number one. Was it a GM problem?
No, I don't think it was a GM problem. Last year, they were very active, right? They traded Pierre-Luc Dubois. They end up getting, you know, Darcy Kemper, which was a big part of their success. They got Warren Fogel, which added to the depth. They got Joel Edmondson on the back end. They made some moves the year before. And despite my criticism of Jim Hiller, like and the experience maybe that was lacking, he had a really good year as a coach. Mm-hmm. I felt like this team was well prepared. They made the moves in the offseason. They needed to make big move with Pierre-Luc Dubois. And they unfortunately for them, they've been running into Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and the Oilers every year. And they should have beaten them this year. They got, you know, Quinn Byfield ready to get the puck out of the zone to go up 3-1 in the series. And instead, it gets turned over, and then it's in the back of the net. And, yeah, so they should have beaten them again. So I don't think it was a – did the GM, Rob Blake at the time – make some questionable moves the years before that? Yes. But did he totally redeem himself last summer? I felt like he did. And this team was good last year, really good. But now Kenny Holland comes in, and I'm looking at the summer, the work that he put in. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is all UFA work. He brings in Corey Perry, Yoel Armia, Cody Ceci, Brian Dumoulin, Anton Forsberg. I'm like, is this LA team better than last year? Like, I don't know. I don't know if they're better, but they have the same core guys. And yes, they didn't have Drew Doughty for a lot last year. So maybe if he's healthy and playing well, that makes him better. But I think it's all about they're a good defensive team, and defense seems to put you in a better position than offense in the National Hockey League.
So ask yourself the question again, or allow me to ask it. Are they better? And are they just hoping to avoid Edmonton?
I think, I don't think they are better, but I don't think they're worse. The big thing for me is, can all these players, Kempes and Fiala and Kopitar and Byfield and Laferriere, can they play at the same level they played last year?
Right, because the only one you would say perhaps no, and that would be an insult to a top two king. No, the only one that is questioned is because of age, and it's Kopitar.
Kopitar,
but his body of work is one of the most consistent in NHL history. So
I think he'd be the only one I would say, yeah, I think Kopitar, because he wasn't 90 points. He wasn't like so far up that you don't think he can match it.
He rarely is. He's a 60 to 70 point guy.
Exactly. Kopitar last year, 21 goals, 46 assists, 67 points. Like, if he has 62 points this year, is it a drop off by Kopitar? No. If he gets 65 around there, maybe 70 points, that's great. I don't anticipate him to get to 90, but he was a 90 last year, so it doesn't matter. I have zero concern on Kopitar, but I do have a little bit of concern on Kempe getting 35 again, Fiala getting 35 again, you know, Laferriere getting to 40-plus points again. Like, I've got some concerns there.
Really?
Darcy Kuemper should be fine to me. I've always thought he was a good goaltender, and it didn't work in Washington, but really found the support he needed in L.A., I think they're great. Look, you look at their stats. They were 14th in goals for per game, but second in goals against.
Mm-hmm.
They were first in expected goals against, but 19th in expected goals for. They're not an offensive juggernaut. They were 27th on the power play, but 8th on the PK. They are what they are. They are a really solid defensive team. We know when we play the LA Kings, it's like they have the 1-3-1, and that started before even Jim Hiller. They're really, really good defensively. Todd McClelland was the guy, yes. But it's a 1-3-1. It's tight defensively, and that goalie responds with that type of play. Washington was a different situation. They weren't as good defensively, but Kuemper was good in Colorado, and they had one of the best defensive team. Why? Because they had the puck all the time. LA's different, but they're really good defensively.
You like it when I challenge you, so I won't hold back. Why would you ever have questions about Adrian Kempe? 35, 41, 28, 35, his last four goal-scoring seasons.
So the reason I would have a question about Kempe is that entering last year, the projection was Byfield was going to play the left side with Kopitar and Kempe. Well, Byfield is now playing the middle behind Kopitar ahead of Philip Deneau. And maybe it's because I like this guy. I like this player. I like Kuzmenko, I think. But is he going to be the guy that's going to be consistent enough to keep Kempe going on the other side of Kopitar? That's where I'm at. Like, I think like Byfield, Kopitar, Kempe last year, I thought this is going to be great. And that's not the way it went.
It became Kopitar, Kempe, Kuzmenko is what it became.
Yes.
That was the line after Kuzmenko's arrival, and he's still there for another year. I think the depth is outstanding. And I would, again, with a smile, challenge on Fiala as well, because he is a consistent player. Six consecutive 20-goal seasons. Three of the last four have been 29 or more. And Fiala was right in that group of players that we keep referring to in the back half of the season that included Tuck and Thompson and others, Ovechkin, Pasternak.
Yep.
He was one of the top goal scorers, so I don't see any potential for drop-off here.
I'm worried that it could happen. I'm not there's a chance. And Fiala is an enigma to me because he gets criticized. They show his sometimes lack of effort, right? There was a time where he was being criticized for play on the wall or back checks and whatever, but he still produces. Now, in LA, they play a certain way. And maybe that's going to help him get to be a better all-around player. Maybe the production doesn't need to be as good if he's better all around. But it's a tough division, too. The Pacific Division is a really tough division when you look at all the teams in there. Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, whatever they're going to be. Anaheim's going to be better. Vegas, it's a tough division. So I think LA can continue on that steady progression. Mm-hmm. But the guys that we mentioned, Kempe, Fiala, Kuzmenko, they're big key to their success.
I would say this, based on the, it's hard to call it a cycle, or the fact they went 99-104, 99-105. If that pattern was to continue and they went back to 99, would this be a terribly ridiculous statement to make? The Kings could miss the playoffs with 99 points next year.
Yeah, I think that's a ridiculous statement. I don't think
96 is what missed last year.
Yes.
And there are some teams
gets you in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think, look, if the NHL ever gets to a point where a team at 99 points misses the playoffs, I'm going to be knocking on the door of Gary Bettman, the commissioner, and Bill Daly, the deputy commissioner's office, and saying, you need to add an expanded playoff. 99 points should never be in jeopardy of making the playoffs.
Play better.
I just think, like, if the Sabres get 99 points next year and miss, I am going to absolutely lose it. Like, 99 points should not be getting you out of the playoffs. I get it. Maybe, like, what was it, 3-4 years ago, every team in the Eastern Conference made the playoffs with 100-plus points. Mm-hmm. But really, like, the next team was at 92, so 93 would have gotten you in, right? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like at 100, but 99 should get you in the playoffs. If not, I'm going down to the office in New York City and changing the way the playoffs are.
Well, you're just looking for a free trip. I could spare you the expenses and just tell you to, you know, call or email. But
if there's a concert, we'll make a double feature. Trip to the NHL office and a concert.
I got news for you. There's always a concert. And that reminds me of one
what's of... we're going to go to Stacy's mom. Stifler's mom. Yeah, Stacy's mom. Stifler's mom. If they're in, we're going to New York to the office, and we're going to see Stifler's mom.
It was one of my favorite work-related asks when I was with NHL Network covering the Stanley Cup Final. It was Philly-Chicago when we were based in Philly that day, and somebody from the league was like, hey, can you come into New York City to do an interview with the commissioner? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? Like, don't ask, just tell me. Like, what am I gonna do, say no? Anyway, best part was like sitting down, getting the interview done, had the whole afternoon, and stood in line, and what's the name of the off, like the Broadway ticket, when you stand there in line for the cheaper tickets to the Broadway shows. Why am I blanking on this? In Times Square. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went there, got tickets to Green Day's American Idiot on Broadway. It was unbelievable. I was like, how is this for great timing? So anyway.
Lastly, you want to take a road trip to Lindenhurst, New York on Friday night for my birthday, because Stifler's mom is playing there. They're Long Island people, so they're on Long Island in Lindenhurst, New York. Like, maybe we got to get up there to celebrate my birthday.
Do you know the venue from your longstanding career there?
No, I do not know the venue. This is more like Midtown. Like, this is past Massapequa. That's like, it's a little bit longer in the middle of Long Island.
You have 5 seconds to answer this. Good luck. Anton Forsberg, 15 wins or more.
Less.
With the Kings. Less? Okay.
Yes, I think Anton Forsberg plays a maximum of 25 to 30 games. And if he gets 15 wins in 25, then it's a fantastic year for him and the Kings.
I'll take the bet. I think he has a great year with Los Angeles being the backup for Darcy Kemper. We have lots to get to. That's why we're breaking early right here on Sabres Live. Stay with us. Birthdays coming up.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos, nothing else comes close.
I think my spontaneity has taken a hit, Marty. Our team of the day was L.A., and I'm also quite sure that one of MGK's pop-up shows this week is in L.A. Like, oh. Why would I not have launched in saying, team of the day, I'm following him back to the West Coast?
That would yeah, you could. You need to do some research on the Kings a little bit more and what's going on at Crypto.com Arena over there.
Okay, birthdays. We promised this. We often deliver, but not quite with this zest. Thank you to our good friend, Jason Weiss's partner, Allie, who posted on Instagram today.
Oh my gosh.
Happy 40th, Weezy. He is the master of everything on our broadcast, and we love him. He is a great friend, and this is a fabulous picture. Happy 40th, Jason Weiss.
We got to open every show with that picture of Weezy coming up here next year. With the
oh, piece. It so could see the light Weezy. Of day throughout the course of the Sabres season. I don't think there's any question based Absolutely. On his presence behind the scenes. Now, Jason has been much longer tenured in the Sabres organization than one Yuri Novotny, the only former Sabre to be born on this day, August the 12th.
Yuri Novotny, Rochester Americans legend, because he had some good years with the Amerks and then came to Buffalo as a youngster. And, you know, that's when Alex Kotelik was on the team and those two would have like this connection together. But Yuri just a guy that was a good, you know, high draft pick, good prospect, but it didn't pan out the way that he wanted to, but he had some great skills. He was a pretty good player and wearing the number 13. So happy birthday, Yuri Novotny.
Got Dinah Zubris out of the deal. I always like Zubris, despite perhaps production that didn't match expectations. He was a relentless worker and loved him in the midst of that Sabres era. Now, era. What?
Ooh. Wow.
Do we have, like, is there something?
What a transition.
Towards
Duffer.
The end of the week, your birthday week, that we should know about here?
Well, okay. So last night I was, you know, scrolling on social media and the whole Taylor Swift thing, TS12, came, like the preview of that, her being on New Heights, the Travis and Jason Kelce podcast. And then to announce her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, she removes the album from a little pocket there and it's blurred. We don't know what the, but our crew in the studio right now has figured out what that album is going to look like. And we have an exclusive here on Sabres Live. And it is going to be fantastic. Look at that. The Life of a Showboy. That's really not a showgirl. It's a showboy. And that mohawk that I wore on Bald for Box Night is going to be the picture on the front of T-Swift's album. I'm telling you, that will sell millions and millions and millions of albums.
So when I see and hear that framed in the context of which you just delivered, I'm imagining that you will not be taking part in Sabre broadcasts ever again, because the royalties from you being on this cover, it's likely to net you a significant fortune of which you could retire handsomely on.
Duffer, I am always going to be my first priority, this show, the Sabres broadcast. That's extra money I can put in the bank right there with the royalties. And I think, yeah, you're right. It's if she was to use that picture, I'd be good for a long time.
So that moment was part of this past calendar year for you.
Yes.
After the calendar turns for you on Friday, new birthday year, what can we expect?
I just hope my knee holds up, because yesterday was a struggle on the golf course. So I'm getting older. That's the way it is.
See you tomorrow on Sabres Live.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.